1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 2 degrees under, sunny skies in the area. Wind chill currently at 13 below. Expect those sunny skies to last through the rest of your Monday, only a high of 7 above expected. A judge in Milwaukee will be asked today to throw out a $39 million damage award to survivors of a freak parking garage mishap in 2010, which involves advanced cast stone of Random Lake. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
15-year-old Jared Kellner died and two others were hurt when they were struck by a 13-ton decorative concrete panel made and installed by advanced cast stone, which had fallen from the second floor of a county-owned parking garage. Last November, a jury awarded millions to those victims and their families. Circuit Judge Christopher Foley, though, has been asked to toss out the damage award and hold a new trial, and he'll also be asked to decide whether to take testimony on the question of letting Advanced Cast Stone's insurance company help pay for those damages. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
It only took 3 days for some of the locations for the state's annual sturgeon spearing season to close. The upriver lakes adjacent to Lake Winnebago will close at 1 p.m. this afternoon due to the number of sturgeon taken over the weekend. DNR officials say better water quality this year when compared to the past few years have allowed for an increase in sturgeon speared. Officials say the hunt on Lake Winnebago may end before the next weekend arrives. As of Sunday, 1,276 sturgeon were taken from the water this season. The largest sturgeon harvested so far, 75 inches long, weighing 148 pounds. Residents of Fond du Lac are being asked by the city's water utility to turn on their water and let it run for 5 minutes at least three times a day. It's due to a slew of broken service lines over the past 10 days. Officials add those who live on dead-end streets or normally don't use a lot of water especially need to open the spigots to help them out. A number of communities in the state have asked for similar requests, including Sheboygan and Sheboygan Falls. Authorities in suburban Milwaukee continue to investigate a house fire which killed one person late Saturday night in Glendale. North Shore fire officials said the blaze apparently started in a living room on the first floor. The roof collapsed soon after firefighters got there, and part of the first floor later collapsed into a basement. Crews found the victim inside. A disappointing finish for one Olympian and a triumphant start for some U.S. teammates. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher at the Winter Games in Sochi with this update.
U.S. speed skater Shawnee Davis came in 24th today in the men's 500-meter speed skating event, falling well short of his hopes. The 31-year-old is a two-time Olympic champion in the 1,000-meter and has a chance for a historic third, which would make him the first man in his sport to win the same race in three consecutive Olympics. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's hockey team trampled the Swiss 9-0 in the prelims.
Our forwards did a great job today of just getting the pucks to the net, scoring goal after goal, so it was a great confidence type of game for our team.
Defenseman Megan Bozek.
Democrats are hoping to make changes to Governor Walker's tax cut package when it's up for a vote in the Assembly tomorrow. Hoping is the key word, with Republicans holding a comfortable majority. This is Representative Gary Hebel of Sun Prairie.
We're always in favor of tax cuts. We want to have give the citizens of Wisconsin as much of the money back as possible. But there are certain priorities that we have, and the way the governor has set up his tax return is not one that I fully in favor of.
Hebel says more of the state's projected budget surplus should be spent on public education and health care programs. Governor Walker's plan calls for $500 million in income and property tax cuts. State Assembly also scheduled to vote tomorrow on a constitutional amendment to eliminate the state treasurer position. The position has seen many of its duties taken away from it over recent years, prompting one legislator to propose the amendment. Even with the possible elimination, the race to fill the seat this fall has plenty of interest. Incumbent Kurt Schuller and four challengers have interest. All four challengers are interested in returning some of the powers lost in the past few years. The Walker administration has opened up a website to collect more tax-cutting ideas. The website, taxreform.wi.gov, was launched to collect ideas from state residents. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish says the site offers everyone a place to submit their thoughts about taxes and tax reform.
What tax drives you the most crazy? What tax would you like to see changed? Are there cases where you have some clever ideas that perhaps you've seen other states do, or maybe your county, your municipality does something special? Maybe even you have an idea that's never been tried before.
The site is a joint effort between the Lieutenant Governor and State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler. A Beloit man was let out of jail in Rock County early yesterday morning and was back behind bars in the same facility by the end of the day. Colin Bennett explains.
The Wisconsin State Journal says Michael L. McThune allegedly stole a car from a garage in Janesville early Sunday morning. The Rock County Sheriff's Department says when they went after him, he was driving around 100 miles an hour to try to get away. He lost control of the vehicle and tried to get away on foot before being arrested. Sheriff's deputies say he was released from jail only 2 hours before the incident.
More propane fuel is being shipped to the Midwest and the Northeast, where a shortage has driven up prices dramatically over the past month. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission ordered a pipeline company to give temporary priorities to fuel shipments originating in Texas. The agency's acting chairwoman, Cheryl LaFleur, said Washington is well aware of what the bitter cold weather has done to propane customers. Shortages have affected 24 states, including Wisconsin. The federal agency said its action was spurred in part by a request for action from 7 upper Midwest governors last week that included Scott Walker. The government's special shipment order continues until the first week in March or until the supply shortages have eased. As we can expect for your weather today, sunny skies, high of 7 above. Tonight, mostly clear, low near minus 12. Currently 3 above with a wind chill of minus 14 as we head back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL, News Time 1206.